flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available today. 406-0929 if you want to jump on. Maybe less folks on the roads, maybe staying home. But anyway, you want to get on there, you can. There's some space for you. But there is one guy on hold, Randy, who we didn't know if he ever would be on hold again. But he's back. He's back with us, Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
How you doing, Mo?
How are things?
Hey, man. Everything is good, man. Listen, I've been listening to the show. My sleep pattern's been a little messed up.
Because you're sleeping on the couch, right?
Yeah, because your ass is in your bed.
Nah, not even that. So, wifey has had pneumonia, man. And it kind of sort of is bad. It kind of started like that day.
Exactly.
She got so mad at you. She got sick.
Right. Which was the day before my birthday. Mm-hmm. So crazy enough, I wake up at like 5 o'clock on my birthday and I just start sneezing and I sneeze for like 3 hours straight. Like, I'm thinking something is, like, wrong. And basically, that's the way I started my birthday. Man, let me tell y'all. It ain't nothing like when your lady go and close the door and start cooking and you hear them Mary J. Blige songs and you hear them tweet songs and you're like, dang.
Yeah.
I messed up for real.
That's how you know.
So, look, and then she was cooking the birthday dinner and making the birthday cake while listening to those songs. And I'm like, ooh.
Then I eat it.
This is not going to be good. This is not good. But the day after my birthday, she actually threw me a surprise birthday party, man. It was like one of the best parties ever. A cornhole birthday party.
Oh, yeah, you're a big cornhole guy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She had the biggest American Legion that is down here. She had it taken over by our entire cornhole league,
right,
and everybody came out. Over 100 people came out. Man, she bought a couple bottles. So we've been good, man.
So you guys are good.
We've been good.
Good to hear.
I've been apologizing. apologizing.
You know what happened, right? She already put the deposits down for that place. So yeah, so she had to go. She had to go through with it. Go with it.
You got to put the deposit down in American Legion.
Okay. But no. She didn't even have to put a deposit down. Mm-hmm. But I got a question for y'all. But real quick. No, we've been good. I've had to apologize a million times because we were doing a podcast together. And to be honest, I've done this before on the podcast, and she's told me, stop embarrassing me to the world.
Yep.
So that was the issue. So my question, a serious question. So we can send people into space, and we can send subs underneath the ocean, but when it gets too cold, we got to leave our sinks running and drifting so the pipes don't bust. I don't understand that. And do y'all still leave y'all's pipes dripping?
Thank you, Mo. Glad to hear things are okay. We were worried, you know. We don't want to be involved in any relationships ending. We want to create it.
It wasn't our fault.
Well, it wasn't, but it was on our show. You know what I mean?
I do not take the blame.
No, I wouldn't have taken the blame. I just wouldn't have. I would just hated for that to have happened and sort of like been a bystander for it.
Right.
I'm happy to know that things are okay, though. You know what I mean? It's good.
Right,
That's a good rule, though. You know, like, because everybody does a podcast now. And everyone likes to tell their secrets and all that kind of stuff. Tell whatever story you want about yourself. Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But don't say stuff that you don't want people to know about other people.
Nope.
That's just what it is.
Especially when it's your woman.
Especially then. But that's just a good rule in general because it's like, you know, you don't know what other people want you to be talking about. I'll say anything about me, but if it's your information, then it's your information, you know? What do you do with your pipes when it's cold?
Nothing.
Yeah, we didn't. I put the little styrofoam helmet things. I don't know what those are called. The cover for the, you know, for the hose thing.
Uh-huh.
I put those over the water hose.
Okay.
But I took the hose off and then put it over the little thing.
Okay.
But I didn't do anything else.
Oh yeah. Okay. You need to see a picture of the things for the water hose. I never heard that before.
You never seen those little like looks like a little bike helmet kind of.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Let's send me one of those.
You can also use a towel.
You can use a towel. Yeah.
A towel and just wrap up the water hose pipe?
Yeah, you just put it over the spigot outside the house because if that stays warm or warmer, then the ice won't like start and work its way in.
I got you.
Now, when I went to check mine, there was already ice in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm about to go check mine then.
So I put the thing over it anyway, but I haven't been home in a while, so hopefully it's okay.
Let me go check it.
I did drip my faucets.
You dripped them?
Older building, pipes don't trust.
Yeah, my house is really old. I probably should drip them. And I think we have in the past, but I don't think we did this time.
It's recommended when you're into the 20s and then below 20 overnight, that's when it's kind of recommended.
Yeah, I don't always drip it every time it's close to freezing, when the feels like is in the single digits and the real temps are in the teens, I did.
Nothing worse than a bursted pipe.
I can bet.
We had what's that?
Knocking on wood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We had like
is your microphone wooden?
No, it's on the bar down here in the basement.
We had the line to the ice maker got busted a couple years ago, remember?
But
we don't have an ice maker, so I didn't know. You know, you would know quickly if you had an ice maker and it stopped making ice. It's like, oh, the line must be, and then you go check, and that's like a day. We don't have an ice maker. We just had a line that was on and busted, and then it was shooting water on the subfloor of our bathroom for who knows how long.
Oh.
To the point where we almost, like, stepped through the floor.
That's
right. Now, again, it ended up being a win because insurance covered it, and we got a new bathroom renovation, which was good, but, yeah. Bursted pipes are brutal. All right, Chris is in Douglasville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say, since the Falcons seem to be in the spirit of rehiring coaches and interviewing guys that were here in the past and giving guys jobs that were here in the past, how come a guy like Marquand Manuel was never considered for another coaching position on the staff? When he had our defense in 2017 ranked top 10 in almost every statistical category, and 14th in overall sacks, 8th overall defense, 9th in third down, 9th in points allowed, and he never gets an interview or a look. It just blows my mind.
You know something, Chris?
I don't know what I think about that.
Chris,
Thank you, Chris.
Crazy. I thought about that this morning, and I thought the same thing. Why didn't Marquand back? Because Marquand he's the Giants DB coach, I think I saw yesterday, that he just went over there
because he's been with the Jets.
He's with the Jets, and I think he's a new DB coach with New York with the Giants now.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken, but I sure did think about that name this morning.
No, it's a weird one because like you look at his resume, he's done all the stuff that you would normally do to work your way up to being a defensive coordinator. He was defensive coordinator here for 2 years, and like the two best defensive years the Falcons have had in the last 15.
Yep.
Now again, personnel is part of it, all that, I get it, but like he had good defenses while he was here. And then everybody got fired, and then he had a year out of the league, and then he was with Philly as a DB's coach, and then he's been coaching the safeties in New York, and I don't know. It's a real mystery.
I didn't, like I said, but I don't know why I didn't think about him coming back. I was like, damn. But I was like, well, maybe something happened where, you know, scapegoated or something.
Well, here's the weird thing, and maybe people know more about the story than I do. I'm just looking at the timeline here. His last year with the Falcons as DC was 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't that, didn't Dan Quinn like take over?
That's what I'm saying. Was he scapegoated or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the relationship might not be great.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's
like everybody that's come back here was people that kind of were retained and promoted when Dan Quinn got fired, right?
Right.
Like Ra was the interim coach. Ulbrich was the interim DC, all that kind of stuff. So maybe Marquand doesn't have a good relationship with him. I really don't know. But the timeline, he was gone before they all were.
Yes.
Right?
And that's why I said, something had to happen.
Because
I think it kind of ticked me off. I think I felt Marquand was being scapegoated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was.
I do remember when that happened. And it was like, really? All right, I guess. Like, the buck stops here now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's the guy we're blaming? Okay. And we have a few phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Steven is in Winder. Hey, Steven.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I was wondering, who is your favorite Atlanta player in Atlanta right now? Like, it could be Hawks, Atlanta United, Braves, Falcons, whatever. Who's your favorite player right now that reps the A?
All right. Good question.
My favorite.
Billy Horschel.
My favorite Atlanta player right now is Bijan.
Dang it.
Bijan, definitely.
Well, good, because I'll take Penix.
Yeah. I love me some Bijan.
I do,
love
too.
Me some Bijan.
Love Bijan Robinson. I would say Acuna if he was healthy, but, I mean, he's my favorite. I love Acuna, but it just, you know, he didn't miss so much time last year. He's going to miss the start of this year, too. Braves haven't done a whole lot this offseason, Randy. You notice that?
I have. I want to say that I'm in the small category of people who are not surprised.
Oh, you're not.
But people are very surprised. Really?
Well, I'm just like, Anthopoulos normally at least signs like some old pitcher.
It's still time.
That's true.
It's still time.
True. Normally he does it sooner, though.
Yeah, he's just waiting for the right old guy.
Okay. He's biding his time.
Yeah, he's waiting for the right old guy.
Maybe he's not old enough yet. The guy's not old enough yet.
That could be it. Maybe he has a birthday in February.
Yeah, he's got another birthday.
A February, March birthday.
Would people be reacting this way if the Dodgers just didn't have like this crazy like week and a half long spending spree I feel like it's as tied to the Dodgers adding pieces as it is anything else. Like if those pieces, the relievers,
I don't know,
if it spread elsewhere, I don't know.
I think if they had just had done kind of anything, you know what I mean? They haven't.
Well, they did. You know,
hey man,
yeah,
be patient. Now, if you think they're going to go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, you need to reevaluate what team you root for.
Can we add one guy for every five the Dodgers add?
But who says they're not going to, Abe?
I'm not bothered about it. I'm with you. I'm not surprised. Yeah. But I think a lot of people are like, can we get in on this at all?
Yeah, they want. That's the thing about sports and stuff. I'm sorry. Damn, Grandma. Sports and everything like that. It's always, they're doing it, so why aren't we? Well, he's still one of the best teams in baseball. Now, nobody is going to be, if you look at lineup-wise, like them. But when this team here in Atlanta's healthy, they can go with anybody.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is. It's just, hey, we got so unlucky last year health-wise. We don't really feel like we have a lot of holes to address. It's going to suck that some of these guys aren't going to start the year. And I did think they'd do something with Arcia, but maybe not. Maybe they know something we don't know. Yo is in Atlanta.
Hey, all right, so I don't get to ask you a lot of questions, so I'm going to ask you a simple one.
Sure.
We are going into an offense where we need to rebuild our defense on the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody on our team that you'd be willing to say, yeah, you got to go because you cost too much because you're not as good as the next best player? And then who you think we could trade to probably pick up some draft capital?
Oh, the second one, I don't know. I mean, I can't.
As far as somebody that you can trade,
yeah, I don't know about. Any
I don't
of
think
that.
I don't think anybody you want to trade will get you a lot of value.
Yeah, I mean, there's names that people would like to see traded, probably, but I don't know what you're not going to get.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Anything back for Kirk if you're even able to trade him? What are you going to get for Kyle Pitts if you trade him? Like exactly. a day three draft pick?
Yeah, you might. I mean, I think that's probably
a sunk cost.
I think that's probably the one. Maybe is yeah. Kyle. No, I wouldn't move him. I like the Algiers thing.
I've heard people suggest that, but why? Like, yeah, Algiers is a good running back.
He's a good running back. They don't cost nothing.
Doesn't cost anything. He was like a fourth-round draft pick. What are you going to get back for him? A
exactly.
fourth-round draft pick?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You need
about
a second running back.
Yeah, and so, but I think he's in a position where he's buying this time, too.
Right.
Yeah.
When he hits free agency.
Yeah, he's going to be a starter somewhere.
For sure.
Yeah, he'll be a starter somewhere.
That was just his third year, right?
Yes,
so you have one more year on his rookie contract. Yeah, again, that wouldn't make any sense either.
Yeah, like, and plus nice the running back, and plus you're starting to see the run game coming back. I think he'll be a starter somewhere. Now, I don't know if he'll be Michael Turner like that.
Right.
But I think he'll be a good running back.
No, I think so too. I think the Falcons will have him for another year, and then probably he'll get signed somewhere in the next offseason. As far as, what was he like? Potential cut candidates. I mean, we've talked about a little bit of restructure with some of the guys. Like, you could restructure with
I think the defense,
AJ Terrell, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, you're talking about somebody like
Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's going to be the name. Like, as far as the right restructuring guys who are going to be here for a while to get money, AJ, Jesse, Lindstrom, those are the guys.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about like some serious hard conversation, it'll definitely be Grady.
Onyemata, too, probably, just in terms of.
Well, I think Grady's just because.
Oh, Grady's way harder. Yeah, yeah.
Because
Grady's
think
one of the great players in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I think that one.
Yeah. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day.
I learned about tracks and scats.
Yeah.
And time is a flat circle. Never again have I heard that.
Yeah, just if you just root for the Falcons, everything just comes back.
Yeah.
History's just a prologue, Randy. That's all it is. The Lions took a dump in their helmet last weekend, according to Mark Schlereth.
Yes, they did.
So mean. Hey, if I'm ever going to be cursed out by a coach, let it be Nick Saban over a stripper.
Yeah
man.
Like Randy said, tracks and scat, that's how you know.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all be safe out there, man. My boys, y'all be safe getting home. I'll see y'all in Kennesaw. No, I'm sorry, in Mayreta tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training ground tomorrow. Garth Lagerwey going to join us at 12:20. Friday, we'll be in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks. Come see us. We'd love to see you. Talk to you then.
Later.